Hey, I'm Dr. T, and this is That's Totally Normal, a podcast dedicated to explaining what's happening to your body during puberty. On this episode, voice changes. I'm hoping to squeak in as much information as I can during this episode, but as usual, we'll have some breaks for thoughts from our young ambassadors. For now, it would be my honor to take a crack at answering the listener question of the episode. Is it normal for girls to have voice changes? And the answer is yes. Everyone experiences some degree of voice changes throughout puberty, though those born with male body parts tend to experience greater changes due to testosterone. Voice drops are also more obvious for males due to the adjustment period. I'm talking about the voice squeaks, breaks, and cracks that happen once puberty is up and running.
My voice cracked while we were talking, and we just started dying of laughter. But I hate when my voice cracks and I'm just sitting there not knowing what to do.
Somewhere toward mid to late puberty is when most voice changes begin to happen, though everyone is different. And why now? Well, a couple of things are happening. First, the growth spurt. Head and neck growth contribute to some of the changes in vocal pitch, which we'll talk about in a minute. But the bigger factor is, of course, hormones. And specifically, testosterone. Testosterone, and to a lesser degree, other hormones that make your voice box get bigger and your vocal cords get thicker. So to recap, bigger head and neck, larger voice box, and thicker vocal cords make our voices deepen. But how? Let's start from the top, the head and neck. When you speak, the sound travels up through your voice box and bounces around in your throat, mouth, nose, and sinuses. The bigger those areas, the more boom or volume to your voice. This is called resonance, and resonance changes based on the amount of space a sound has to bounce around in. Think about an acoustic guitar. Ever wonder why it has that hole underneath the strings? It's because the body of the guitar is like the spaces in our head and neck that sound moves through. At certain pitches, especially those low notes, the body of the guitar allows those sounds to build in strength and volume before heading to our ears. Without that extra space, those deeper sounds could be harder to hear. Or how about this experiment? Clench your teeth really tight and try to yell, "I love puberty! I love puberty!" Now try it again while allowing your jaw to move and create more space in your mouth and at the back of your throat. "I love puberty!" Better, right? Now your whole neighborhood knows just how much you love puberty, and you know how growth in your head and neck can make your voice much more powerful.
I've always been the one with the high-pitched voice, in my grade or just within my friends. Right now, this me speaking right now is one of the lowest voices I can do. But when I get excited, my voice gets really high. I think for a while, I kind of hated it because everyone was like, "You sound like a kid." And it took me for a while to deal with it. But after a while, I kind of got used to it.
Next, let's talk about that voice box, or in boring medical terms, the larynx. Depending on where you are in puberty, you might actually be able to feel your larynx. Find the little bump somewhere in the middle of your neck and swallow. You should be able to feel it move up and down. And that's the front of your larynx. Cool, huh? During puberty, you might notice this getting a lot bigger, which happens to everyone, but it might be especially noticeable if you have male body parts. The front part of the larynx is called the Adam's apple. And here's a little secret. The size of your Adam's apple has little to do with your voice at all. It's just one small and superficial part of your voice box. The inside of your voice box is where all the magic happens. In fact, the term voice box is a little humble because the larynx is also super important for protecting your airway against inhaling food and breathing comfortably. But of course, it also controls our voice. And during puberty, under the direction of testosterone, as well as a few other hormones, the voice box grows. In males, the voice box grows a lot. In females, it still grows, but not as much. And that's because females don't have nearly as much testosterone as males. But the biggest factor for voice changes within the larynx is the vocal cords. And once again, testosterone runs the show. It causes the two vocal cords within the voice box to thicken and lengthen, resulting in a deeper voice. But how? Let's do a little experiment. Find two rubber bands, one thicker and one thinner. Stretch them right next to one another between your index finger and your thumb. Now, give each one a pluck. Which one has a lower pitch? The thicker one. Next, take the thicker one alone and pluck it once while it's stretched tight, and again when it's a little looser. Notice the difference there? The looser the rubber band, the lower the pitch. In case you haven't guessed it, the rubber bands are like your vocal cords. The thicker and longer they get, the deeper your voice. Which brings us back to those pesky voice cracks.
When I don't talk for a period of time and then like I talk, my voice, like, it would crack all the time. And then like I would get like either red or like I would like start like talking and then coughing. It was just like so weird.
I don't think anyone really like, I don't know if it occurs in like elsewhere, but I've never really seen anyone get like made fun of for voice cracks just because like now it's become really accepted and part of humor.
During the thickening and stretching of your vocal cords, the muscles in your voice box do a little flexing. So every once in a while, a little muscle tightening in your voice box will cause the vocal cords to get tighter and closer together very quickly, which causes an unexpected squeak. But don't worry, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Everyone gets a voice crack every once in a while. Yep, even females. The good news is that these cracks will happen less and less frequently as you ease out of puberty. And finally, your adult voice can actually take many years to develop, even many years beyond puberty. As you know, hormones are on a schedule of their own, so don't worry, your voice will settle down eventually, along with the rest of puberty. Before we go, I want to thank you all for listening to That's Totally Normal. If you ever have any questions for me, submit them via my website, on Seeker's social media, or write to us at thatstotallynormal@seeker.com. Remember, everything is completely anonymous, which means we won't use your name on the show. However, if you're really concerned about something going on or think you need medical attention, please talk to a doctor, a parent, or an adult you feel safe talking to. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to rate it. And if you want to hear more episodes like this, don't forget to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. As you probably noticed, our episodes feature thoughts from various young people. I want to thank Noah, Bogie, Lucy, Matilda, RJ, Maverick, Carolina, Kai, and Rohan for participating in our show. Some of these young volunteers are ambassadors for Amaze. Amaze takes the awkward out of sex ed. Real info in fun, animated videos that give you all the answers you actually want to know about sex, your body, and relationships. Visit amaze.org for videos on puberty, sexual orientation, gender identity, healthy relationships, and more. That's Totally Normal is a podcast created by Seeker and Trax. The show is hosted and written by me, Dr. Tessa Commers. Emily Feld is our producer. Caroline Roth, Brian Simigala, and Matt Morales are our Seeker producers. Our editor and sound designer is John Ross. Our executive producers are Brett Kushner and Brian Pendergast. Thanks for listening.
Support for Trax comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Trax from PRX.